Joining us now for energy analysis is Mike Barwinski of Louis Dreyfus in Kansas City, Missouri. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
I'm looking at how things are trading in all the energies, and what caught my eye is what's going on with heating oil and the RBOB, both in negative territory today.
With the RBOB, I think it's been just a slightly negative week for demand. Things have been getting a little bit worse. For you, what you normally look at as the peak of the driving season, it's definitely not reached expectations thus far.
What a difference a couple of trading sessions make. A week or so ago, we were trading over $100 a barrel for crude oil, and now we're trying to see if we can test the 200-day moving average or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the volatility there is certain to be, very wild here the last couple of weeks. And as you can see, it's the same thing in the agriculture markets. There's been a lot of money flowing in and out of, both commodity sectors. You know, it's hard to say whether it's not a fundamental move or, a dollar kind of macro factor coming in.
If crude oil falls below the 200-day moving average and holds it below 200, where could it go?
I still think you have some decent support in the mid-80s, but for long term, I think around $90 is probably still the a decent target. If it does go below the 200 and holds there, that is.
What do you make of the taffy pull going on in Congress regarding ethanol subsidies?
It's largely symbolic. Right now, I think as far as this year goes, we're so far along, and just how Washington works. Even if something were to pass today, it would take so long to get everything enacted that it's unlikely we see much happening to the ethanol blend credit this year. That being said, the vote is obviously fairly negative for, I'd say for an extension for next year. So while you may not have an effect on blending and demand this year, it could have some negative impact, 2012 and beyond.
It seems like Congress is set on maybe sunsetting those tariffs and blending rates at the end of the year, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I think with the blending credit, the tariff is another question altogether. Mostly because it's a tax revenue generator. So while they do want to eliminate subsidies for the ethanol industry and for these major refiners, the tariff does create some sort of tax revenue. So that one may still have a little bit more trouble getting passed.
What key fundamentals are you looking for in energies as we move deeper into the summer?
I think just more in the market's very focused on demand and just week to week driving and how things are going. Like I said, we're at the peak and have not been too happy with the numbers that have coming out so far. But so I think the market's mostly focused on we're heading into the big July 4th weekend. How are things shaping up? Are guys getting ready for a busy weekend, or is it more disappointment ahead? Are we really going to beat last year? Is it going to be sort of another year-on-year unchanged?
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you.
That's Mike Barwinski of Louis Dreyfus in Kansas City. In 2 minutes, I'll be back with a look at agricultural weather.